Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hello, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. Hey, we're into the roaring 20s. We've got a great doubleheader today. We're going to be talking about CBD. Listeners of the Sports Doctor know how excited I am about this whole industry. We've had so many different guests. So today we're going to have Scott Cooney. He's a partner with Montana's Nature's Element. It's a CBD health and wellness company. He'll be joining me along with his associate a little bit later and partner, Jeremy Schmatz. He's the director of horticulture. He's the growing, the lab guy. Then everybody knows it's the Sports Doctor's in. We'll talk about upcoming shows. We'll answer some emails. First, I want to welcome Scott Cooney to the Sports Doctor. Scott, welcome.
Thank you very much, Doc. Glad to be here.
Great. Give us a little bit of background, Scott, on you and your introduction into the world of hemp and CBD.
Well, I obviously had some exposure during my youth and to the medical marijuana aspect of it. But after, I'm obviously quite a bit older, and after that time of maturity and I did go through a traumatic automobile accident, and after being in a wheelchair for a couple of years and virtually almost dying, losing my multiple limbs, and going through exhaustive physical therapy and surgeries, and dealing with chronic pain led me to CBD. And after researching it and looking for it and finding it, there wasn't an available source of which I could really depend upon and that I trusted in. And that led us to actually growing it and then creating the lab and the responsible parties and knowledgeable parties to start processing hemp and something that people could be trusted in and know about. And that comes back down to our philosophy of knowing your farmer. That's what it's all about.
You know, Scott, it's interesting because it is the Wild West out there in the world of CBD, and the challenge, and it continues to this day, is the dependability, the quality, you know, what's in it? Can you depend on, you know, the medical marijuana, which has been very, very successful for decades, was always so helpful in so many different areas. The fact that hemp and CBD can have all of these positive sides of the marijuana world and without the getting high side to the sports doctor is a very, very big deal, Scott, whether we're talking about adolescents and youth athletics, whether we're talking about very serious athletes, recovery, whether we're talking about Joe Jones, who's looking to get some relief. It's very, very exciting. Now, I know your company, you're out in Montana, and you make a very, very big deal about what that adds to the quality of everything that you do. Talk about that a little, Scott.
Yeah, it's gigantic. It's you can go on to naturesElementCBD.com, and you can see our story. You can see our educational clips and talk about the purity of the water we have up here, the purity of the air we have up here. We're planting hemp in feral ground that has never been planted. It was cleansed by glacial Lake Missoula, millions of years ago. But it's an opportunity of a lifetime. But the real key is to creating the product that is has the purity that everybody really needs to look for and depend upon. And it comes back down to our education, and people do not know what they're buying. There was a recent article in the Journal of American Medicine Association, JAMA, and they showed that 84 samples tested that were purchased online did not contain an accurate amount of CBD, and even worse, some of them had high levels of tetrahydrocannabinol, and that's what we pride ourselves in. We're not involved in the marijuana component. We are in hemp, and by federal mandate, it's 0.3% or less, and that's how we operate.
Well, this is one of the big challenges, Scott. One of the big challenges, of course, is this semi-confusion, including medically as well as in our culture, when you have recreational marijuana in many states on the left, you have medical marijuana in the middle, now here comes hemp. Now everywhere you look, it's in shoe polish, it seems. So this mm-hmm. challenge, again, of dependability. I know there's some different testing. By the way, everybody, that website is really an impressive website. What is the website again, Scott, for Nature's Element?
It's naturesElementCBD.com, and as we state, it's Earth's DNA in each drop.
So what is the parameters of testing that are required or that are recommended for in the world of CBD? What's important to you?
Well, that's the unfortunate part is that FDA, now they've been given the authority to regulate this, and they haven't as of yet. And obviously, the industry got in front of FDA on this. The Judicial Department, got it regulated. Mitch McConnell was good on getting the hemp bill through in 2018. But it's gone way too fast for the federal government to actually keep up with it. Testing-wise, you're not required to test. And it's a kind of an industry standard of just kind of doing some nominal tests of potency. That'd be a CBD content, CBN, CBG. Most people don't even test for the other cannabinoids, which are all, we call it the entourage effect. And that's all of those combined is what really makes it happen. But you'll hear a lot more about CBN and CBG. But getting back to testing, we do exhaustive testing with mycotoxins, heavy metals, residual solvents, anything that can possibly create transparency. That's what we try to do.
Scott, is the challenge, for people who might not be all that familiar, what makes the hemp and the CBD so exciting to the sports doctor and to so many guests I've had on from around the world. Number one is when done properly and what we're talking about, it's safe. There really are no side effects. That's one of the, in the United States,
yep.
We are deluged with that's one of the big pet peeves of the sports doctor, Scott. I've been screaming for 20 years. We're only one of two countries in the world that allow, Finland's the other, New Zealand, I'm sorry, is the other one that allows television advertising of drugs. This is our culture. This is what we used to. And the fact that there is a natural, safe, product that could make a difference, again, whether it's pain management, whether it's reducing stress, we have athletes for years would tell me I'm resting better, with the medical marijuana and then transitioning into the CBD. I'm not as sore. I feel great. It's not a drug. So that, I think, Scott, is a big part of what's caused the sports doctor to make a big deal out of this over the past few years.
Yeah, and you're spot on the safety of it. It does not affect your respiratory system. You don't have to be going into a cardiac arrest. It goes on and on. There's not a toxicity component to it. And that takes us into the testing. I mean, the clinical trials that are going on right now are mind-boggling. Harvard, U of Colorado is doing one on Parkinson's. UC San Diego is doing one on post-traumatic stress disorder. Mayo is doing one on stomach issues with prephylaxis and dysplasia. NYU, Langdon, is doing one. Actually, yeah. With youth, 7 to 17 on autism. And so the clinical trials going on, we're going to find so much out in the next 2 years. And if in the meantime, we can get our public educated on what they should be looking for and what they should be asking for, that's the key right there. And that's what
Hey, welcome to the sports, Dr. Scott. That's right. You hit it right on the head. And again, the fact that, and like any other supplement or vitamin, I'm making an analogy here, whatever it is, someone should talk to their doctor and talk to them about, in their particular individual situation, is there any reason, et cetera, et cetera. People should pay attention to that. You know, the dosage still is a contest, you know, for a lot of people. You know, in general, we've told people for years, you know, it could be 25 milligrams a day, maybe once take it for a week or two, and we're not having any necessary side effect, even though there aren't any, then they might double it up, this kind of a situation. What are the kind of dosages that Nature's Element recommends?
Well, we, you know, I'll leave that for Jeremy to discuss a little bit more. Personally, this is the product I take, and I actually take a product that still has CBDA, which is acidic, and that's, it doesn't have, it's not, a lot of people wouldn't like it because it has a little bit of a burn to it, which is the A component of it, but I'd like to get as full spectrum and again that entourage effect as possible. I take it 4-5 times a day. 12 milliliters. It really depends on my activity.
You're taking a dropper, right? That's the product. I'm taking a dropper, and it's got the oil. There's been a lot of success also topically, you know, rubbing something in, whether it's into an ankle or the bottom of the foot or the heel, et cetera. Are you guys involved in any of that?
Those are products that are forthcoming. You'll see here in the next month or two. Yeah, and right now we focus pretty much on a tincture, and that's done with an MCT, a coconut oil. But we can do it in a hemp oil, preferred. Some people prefer. Obviously, we stay away from a peanut oil because of allergies. But there's also the solubility of it. That's the other issue about trying to find a carrier for it. But it can be done in a pill form, a gel cap as well, too. But topical is still a great way to do it. And
it seems that the most successful way that I've watched over the years is with a dropper or a spray, and somebody is usually sublingually putting it under their tongue, swirling it around a little bit. But again, the excitement about this is the wide range of enhancing wellness, reducing inflammation. You tell an athlete you can naturally reduce inflammation. This is a big deal, Scott. You tell a senior citizen, you know, who's dealing with aches and pains and who's living on pain pills. And again, right smack in the middle of this is the safety. And this, again, is what is such a big deal to me. And this is why I'm excited about groups like yours, because you're making such a big deal, whether it's where is it grown, how is it grown, and from A to Z, you're paying very, very big attention to the process. And then it's a matter of people getting the confidence, again, that they are going to get what they're buying. You know, when you said that statistic at the beginning, you know, out of all of these products tested, maybe it was, you know, less than 50% or less than that were reliable.
Yep.
Is nuts. So this is something that I'm really, really glad to see. It's a main focus for you.
Well, and we'll see that change as FDA gets involved a little more. They're looking like they're going to go ahead and regulate this as a supplement. And, you know, if big pharma.
Yeah, they don't make any medical claims, which I think like other kinds of natural substances, there's no medical claims. Hopefully the FDA won't screw it up as big pharma's probably watching this like a hawk,
they missed it. Big pharma missed out on this one. And that's great. We'll see it more at a grassroots level. And it'll be a regional. There'll be national players. But that's why the big boys are on the sideline right now, is the industry hasn't matured and FDA hasn't issued any regulations. It'll be in our food. It'll be in our drinks. And then we're going to start to see the advent of, you'll start hearing a little bit more about CBN and CBG. And there's new cannabinoids that are going to come out. I mean, it's coming out, more and more research is being done. And you might find, you know, they call it CBN, the stem cell cannabinoid. And there's all of these will have, you know, different varying health benefits. And
it's great to hear. It's great to hear, Scott, that the medical community is paying big attention to this with trials. I remember Sanjay Gupta, the neurosurgeon with CNN, who did various series, called it Weeds, about medical marijuana, changed totally his opinion on how effective it could be with some of these kids. Yeah. And then he did one with the with CBD, again, which is to get the public well-educated. This is definitely one of the challenges, because I called it like in Illinois, you know, the forces coming together between recreational marijuana, medical marijuana, CBD everywhere, and people are going, wow, you know, they really have questions about it. So the education is just really, really, really getting into gear, isn't it?
It really is. And the great thing about it, though, is you hit it is on for the youth. I can't, I have two daughters that grew up playing lacrosse and soccer, and injuries were prevalent. And unfortunately, my children are grown and they're not able to really capitalize upon this product. But for
yeah,
youth,
you might have.
I think it's invaluable for the youth.
Cut off really a little bit. Say, this is a great example when you're talking about the kids. The fact that so many of them, it's a chapter in my book, Youth, Sports, and Drugs, where half these kids are taking Advil, they're taking Gasprin in order to stick with the schedule or play in the game. And the fact that we have a alternative here, which is not a drug and it might even be more effective, is very, very exciting in that regard. And that, again, is one of the passions of the Sports Doctor, where we're going to pay big, big attention to the growth of this. And I hope you're in the middle of it. Scott, give me the website again for people to find out all about Nature's
yeah.
Element.
That's naturesElementCBD.com. And there's a lot of video clips on there that you'll be able to see about us planting and showing how we plant and where our product is grown. And I encourage you to look at it and learn and educate yourself. And everybody needs to do more of that. They really do. As much as you can learn about it, the better. And we learn every day. There's no doubt about that here at Nature's Own.
Yes, I think that's it's a great point. And this is, again, like we talked about, it is the Wild West. And we want reliable, dependable confidence in, like you mentioned, you know, what's in it. So important.
Yep.
NaturesElementCBD.com. Scott Cooney, one of the partners out in that neck of the world. Scott, hold on, but thank you so much for joining me. Everybody will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to the website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You go over to two radio shows. You can go back almost 10 years and see who was on, what were the topics, international guests. When we go back further than that, I think it's on Reel to Reel. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. I get a lot of guests from Twitter, a lot of interaction. We have excellent sports medicine information at Sports Doc Radio. We've got Jeremy Schmatz. He's the partner with our first guest, Scott Cooney, with Nature's Element CBD. He's involved in the horticulture, the growing world. Jeremy, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob.
I wanted to start you, give us a little bit of background on you and your involvement with the CBD world.
Well, in high school many years ago, due to several sports injuries and the dislike of being on pain medications, discovered cannabis, which also helped alleviate some of my ADHD symptoms. And ever since, I've devoted a good portion of my life to plant-based medicines and organic cultivation. Living in Montana, we met up with Scott and with a beautiful piece of property and some great soil, we decided to get some hemp going, and as he uses CBD or cannabinoids as well on a daily basis. And we're just striving to have a very consistent and clean product and everything.
You know, Jeremy, your recollection here about how you were an athlete, you had problems. Every professional athlete that I've seen over the years, including the Super Bowl Bears, the tennis players from all over the world, would talk about how marijuana was helpful in some way, shape, or form many times, whether it was I sleep better, whether it was, you know, I'm relaxing, whether it was the fact that, hey, it's helping with my pain, and it was under the table somewhere because they wanted rather you take pain pills or opioids rather than marijuana. When medical marijuana came around, we were very, very excited about the fact that we could be using this, you know, and they would stop arresting people and we would see that the benefits, the excitement, Jeremy, with the hemp and the CBD, like I was mentioning to Scott, is again that we can have all of these medicinal health and wellness benefits and people don't have to worry about getting high, for example. It's a big deal.
It's awesome.
So what have you found regarding the hemp and the importance of the natural and the organic way of growing it? Is this something that, you know, again, like Scott was mentioning, there's counterfeit stuff all over the place. CBD is the Wild West, I call it, where who knows what you're getting. So, again, the idea that you have real, real strict from growing on criteria, is that something that's the really, really big deal when you're talking about organic soil and, you know, people worrying about pesticides and additives? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's super important to have from day one, when you plant your seeds, you want to have a clean substrate. You want to have clean soil. Hemp itself or the cannabis sativa will absorb a lot of heavy metals in the soil just how it works. It'll take up arsenic and lead and stuff like that. So you want to have good, clean soil from the get-go. And if you don't, your final product definitely has a potential for carrying those products or those byproducts along with it. as well as any sprays or chemicals you're going to add to spray that can translate directly into your product. Each state will give you a limit of what you can have in there, but who wants to have any percentage of arsenic in their body at any time? So it's super important to have a clean start and a clean finish. That way you can have a consistent product. Most of the people that I've talked to who have tried cannabinoids and did not like them or didn't work for them, 90% of the time is going to be because they try one product who says, well, this is our levels, and then you get it tested and it's nowhere near there. So in order for someone to be able to medicate correctly with these products, you want to know exactly what's in there and not just what the label says.
Yeah, well, this is always a challenge, Jeremy, with, you know, when we're talking FDA-controlled drugs, then we're assuming this is what it is, and we know what's in it, period. Even when we're talking generic as well as prescription. In the world of supplements and vitamins, that's never been the case. The testing has always been all over the place. There's been tremendous success in Reliance, especially with some of the bigger companies, whether it's a Walgreens or a CVS or whatever, making vitamins at some of these big companies using real criteria. And I'm hearing from you guys, of course, that this kind of scrutiny is coming in some way, shape, or form, like the supplement vitamin world with CBD. Is that what you think so?
I would at least hope so. It's going to keep everybody honest. It's not the easiest way to produce cannabinoids organically, but it's definitely the healthiest and the safest, and we would definitely want that to be more of a criteria for other people, just so it doesn't give, you know, the industry a bad name. No one's trying to shortcut anybody else. And everybody gets the help that they need, but in a safe manner.
What's interesting is I've had colleagues and guests and others talking about everything from CBD water with maybe a 12-ounce bottle having 10 milligrams of CBD to topicals for soreness or other problems, rubbing it in an ankle or an elbow or whatever, to the cosmetic world where we're talking about skin health. And this whole explosion of uses, again, in its purest form, from what I've seen, when you end up with something in a dropper that you're able to take, that pure oil seems to be orally the best way to take it. Is that how you see it, Jeremy?
I believe in it depends on what your symptoms are, what you're trying to take care of. If it's anxiety or something like in that aspect, definitely orally, because that'll get into your bloodstream the fastest. I'll typically take, I had two knee surgeries years ago, and I'll take our tincture and I'll rub it straight on to the muscle itself, or onto the joint.
You need orthotics in your shoes, man. Here's my golden nugget to you from the sports podiatrist, the sports doctor. Okay, never not have prescription orthotics in your shoes after knee surgery, period.
Okay.
No matter what the surgeon tells you, really, you know,
but
using the oil and topically and rubbing it in, the ability again, so many of our woes are, inflammation related, whether it's inflammation after an injury per se, whether it's inflammation because of persistent overuse. The reason I co-authored the book, Jeremy, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is the epidemic, with a capital E, of overuse injuries in youth sports, both physically and mentally, with the overzealous coaches and parents and the huge passion of the sports doctor. And the fact, again, that there could be and is a safe alternative to over-the-counter medicines, where I can't tell you how many young high school athletes and younger live on over-the-counter Advil or whatever, number one, because we advertise the hell out of it, and number two, because it helps, but it's medicine. So this is a big deal, and the leaders in the field, I believe, with reliability and dependability, I think are going to make a big difference. But like Scott was saying, you know, it's a exciting to see some very the American Medical Association or some other associative groups paying big attention to this, you know, CNN special series Weeds with the neurosurgeon Sanjay Gupta had a big deal, informational, almost all positive, again, about CBD. But again, it came down to, you know, hey, where are you growing it? Who's growing it? How competent are these people? And what else is going into the development or the extraction of this product in that regard? So are you in the lab with this stuff?
Yes, occasionally. We'll have a hand in a little bit of every part of it, making sure we have a good, consistent product.
And so the extraction from the growing of the leaves, and again, it's very important to stress, you're not talking about getting high with marijuana. You're talking zero getting high, but you're talking about the kind of medicinal effects, and I know you're careful, and the whole industry is very careful, as is the supplement and vitamin injury, about making medical claims. Nobody's making medical claims. But the fact that it is used in so many of these different areas is always an interesting tightrope, Jeremy, for people to walk in the world of, we know how we overdo it and when we're talking about the whole advertising world. But again, I go back to the big S and the big D, which is safety and dependability. And in that, how long a process is involved between like planting and you've got something that you're putting in a bottle?
The growing period is probably 5 to 6 months, depending on, there's obviously different strains, or we'll call them flavors, of hemp. So certain ones are done sooner. It also depends on what cannabinoid you are going after. For instance, the CBG is one of the earlier ones that's found in the plants, whereas CBN is developed as the plant grows.
That's
further.
Where the education needs to come to, Jeremy. People don't know what letter comes after what letter. We all know CBD as the catchphrase. And now we're learning, and with some of my guests, and you're one of them, who starts talking about different cannabinoids, different CBDM, CBDG. I think that's something that people need to learn a lot more about.
Yes, it's a super exciting time going from prohibition in Wisconsin 15 years ago to now, where we're actually having studies and kind of losing the stigma of the proverbial lazy pothead.
Hold on, Jeremy.
Medicine. Okay.
We're talking with Jeremy Schmatz. He's one of the partners with Nature's Element out there in Montana. And we'll be right back with the next segment with Jeremy. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. We're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an endless array of articles on so many different topics. LER Magazine, one of my sponsors, the various things we've written, the guest editorials, everything from specialization to what's the best shoe for your son or daughter, to one of my most popular articles, Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. It's a great article. Again, if you go to radio shows, you can go back years. We've had great guests from all over the world on endless topics, authors, nutritionists, doctors, athletes. Who'd I leave out? Parents, sports parents. So check that out, sportsdoctorradio.com. And again, follow me on Twitter, at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We have thousands of followers, lots of great information. We're going to get back here with Jeremy Smats. He's a partner with Nature's Element, the CBD Health and Wellness Group out in Montana. We were talking before the break, Jeremy, about, you know, a six-month growing process. And you make a very, very big deal about the water that you guys include because of that part of the country with these pure streams and different areas. But talk a little bit more about the process that you go through and things that you're paying attention to as CBD is being developed.
A lot of the things that we pay attention to, one is the quality of the water. Kind of like baking a cake, you got to make sure all your ingredients are the right ones and the healthiest possible to get a complete healthy product at the end. We do several soil tests before we pick a plot or an area that we're going to grow, do water tests extensively, obviously need a good amount of sunlight, and then all the way down to making sure that you do rigorous testing throughout the extraction process to make sure each step of the way there's no unforeseen complications, make sure that everything was cleaned properly. If you happen to use bleach instead of an organic solvent or something like that to clean, it can turn into benzene in your product later down the road. So it is super important to have standardized testing on everything that you do and follow through with it accordingly.
And that, again, process, like you said, is still being quote-unquote standardized as the CBD world, as I call it, is coming to grips with what kind of regulation. It seems that everybody who's in the industry, like you said, something, I caught it, you said, I hope so, that this kind of testing and criteria becomes routine, quote unquote, because one of the biggest problems has been these counterfeits in all different areas, whether it was vaping and that nightmare. Because of some of these supposed CBD products didn't even have any CBD in it, let alone what was in it. So we're going to continue to pay, you know, big attention to that. Also, the medical world, which has always been a tough sell, you know, in so many different areas, it, you know, it took forever for them to understand how helpful marijuana was, you know, let alone the medical marijuana. So now there's a much more receptive audience to the health and wellness world and the medical world with the inclusion of CBD, you know, being an option and learning more about CBD, I'll call it, plus the different letters, you know, depending on what the letter is that comes after it, is something that I think very few people, myself included, are familiar with. You know, I'll have to have you guys back in the future. You're looking to develop some different products, maybe topicals and some others besides the what do you call it, the elixir or the liquid?
Tincture.
I knew tincture. I was
tincture would be the oil.
Okay. And the as Scott was saying, there's definitely some interest in looking to some other things, but I think you're concentrating on what we have found to be, you know, if someone says to me, I want to give CBD a try, I'm telling them it's the tincture that they want to be paying attention to as the most effective method. Would you agree?
I would, and it can actually be used however you really feel, topical or orally, sublingually, because it is an oil-based concentrated product. A lot of the salves, a lot of the other products out there, rubs and rollers, are going to have added products in it. Just to help it absorb better into your bloodstream. Like, I believe they use a lot of vitamin E, some sapocin, stuff like that.
But you rub it in your knee. You know, I'll give you a testimonial, Jeremy. I'll give you a testimonial with your oil. I had a bad tooth. So each time I was taking a couple of the parts of the droppers, I would slosh it around and try to let it bathe that area. And I got to say it helped.
I got to say it helped.
So again, the topical use of the same oil, even though it might be not the ideal vehicle, you know, it actually would have some uses. I really call it one of nature's blends for a natural anti-inflammatory. What would you add to that?
A lot of people are turned away or call it snake oil because of the long list of symptoms it'll help alleviate. So it does seem like it's too good to be true. But throughout the testing and all the research that's been done, it hits home in every one of those areas. I even gave my 10-year-old golden retriever had a cyst on his neck and applied our tincture directly onto it for about 2 months, and it all but disappeared. And the vets couldn't even believe it. So it can be used for all sorts of different things, and we only have a small amount.
It's already used in the pet world. They're already involved, again, in using it orally in order to augment, eventually replace. I talk the same way with humans. If we're talking about people with arthritis, other kinds of soreness and discomfort, this is one of the ways in order to see if you can have a natural weapon. And again, the big deal to me, sports medicine or medicine-wise, is the safety. I used to make a joke out of marijuana in the past, Jeremy, with some of our athlete friends. I'd say the only death from the world of marijuana known is when a 150-pound bale fell off a truck on somebody's head. Yet there's 65,000 deaths a year because of opioid pain medicine. This is a nightmare. So this is a huge deal, and I'm glad to see there's some real effort moving forward, along with the attention to safety that you seem to be talking so much about. So what do you guys have? Warehouses where it's grown? Is that how it's done, or is that the good outdoors? Is it year round?
We're in the great outdoors in central western Montana, in the Mission Valley, right below the Mission Mountains, which are beautiful, picturesque mountains. We have glacial water flowing down across the valley into our property, as well as the Flathead River, which comes out of Glacier National Park, crown of the continent. So we are outdoor with old glacial-fed soil, so it's very nutrient-rich. Has barely been touched. It was mostly wild before we got a hold of it. And just a really, besides the natural beauty, a really great place to grow some cannabis.
To grow any, when you're talking about the virgin soils that haven't been raped to death or overgrown. And the fact of what a big deal the purity is, again, in the product, because, again, We're looking at these magic words when I'm talking about CBD, which is reliability, dependability, safety. And again, these become such a big deal. And I imagine, again, that the race is on everywhere you look.
Yep, every corner store has a little bit of something.
Every corner store, the gas station. So that's, again, where... the idea that's been the attention I've paid over the past couple of years, as we've started talking more and more about this, has been exactly this side of things. So I want to thank you so much, Jeremy Smatz. They could probably find out about you at the same website at Nature's ElementCBD.com, Jeremy.
Yes, sir.
Great.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. And everybody, hold on, Jeremy. We'll be right back with Sports Doc.
Okay.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey, we're back. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment, where we mention some guests in upcoming shows. We answer some emails, etc. We got some great guests coming up. Dave Duerson was a two-time Super Bowl NFL. He played with the Bears, the 85 Super Bowl Bears. He was a friend. He was a patient of mine. Committed suicide in 2011 so his brain could be examined. His brother Michael runs the Dave Duerson concussion group research, and I'm glad to have him joining me next week. And then we're going to go way in a different direction. Charisse Murray, ecologically sound living quarters and experiences, the whole feng shui, the whole ability to relax, enjoy your environment where you live. She'll be with me the following week. Physical therapist Daniel Stein, he specializes in working with the disabilities. And then Sheila Phelan. Yeah, everybody knows the sports doctor's involvement in the world of figure skating, and she is involved in the world of spinning her vestibular groups. She goes way back with figure skating. It's going to be a great interview with her. Let's see some emails. Harold says, what about some of those padded socks or heel cups for my 13-year-old son's heels, which bother him, it seems, on and off for the past couple of years? He plays soccer. Bingo, Harold. Get him out of the cleats. There's a big growth center. It's still active in a 13-year-old. It is in the back bottom of the heel. You can aggravate it by jumping, by running, and then you can continue to aggravate it, especially if you've got a cluster of cleats sitting right underneath that shoe. I've had great success, Harold, over the years with orthotics for the problems like you're talking about when they are ongoing or persistent. What's this kid's foot mechanics? Is he flat-footed? Does he have high arches? Those are very, very important. The heel cups can be helpful initially, so you might take a look at that. If you've been dealing with this for a while, again, padded socks, you can't go wrong. It's not going to solve anything. See podiatry and have them check out his foot type and talk to you about everything from the shoes. And tomorrow, get into a multi-faceted cross-trainer for soccer without the cleats. Jordan says, how helpful is palliative care for corns and calluses versus somebody getting a pedicure? There's a big difference, Jordan. A palliative care in podiatry might be, again, trimming down corns and calluses that hurt, and trimming can be very, very helpful, very successful. I don't want any pedicures trimming anything down. I like them to use pummel stones and sandpaper and files. I don't even want them digging at the edges of nails when they cut nails. If we've got discomfort with corns and calluses, podiatry is magical. I've seen people for decades, every other month, once a month. They might have orthotics in their shoes to try to redistribute weight. Sometimes surgery can be helpful for corns and calluses because of the mechanical reasons that they're there. But palliative care, painless, very safe, very effective. Pedicure is a different story. By the way, if you get pedicures, make sure you've got your own instruments or that they pay attention to sterility. Bob says, how safe are cortisone injections? I have heel spurs. You know, we were just talking about heels. Heel spurs, Bob, are the growth, almost a proliferation of the bone on the bottom of the heel where the plantar fascia attaches to the heel, the band-like plantar fascia, which goes from the toes to the heel. And if it's constantly stretched and pulled and irritated, and it's common because, after all, we're running and jumping and pushing off our feet every day, let alone sports, that bone might respond, cause spurs, which can be uncomfortable and hurt. They're not a surgical problem. Almost always they are an arch support orthotics problem. Cortisone injections is not my first recommendation, although we include it. We usually start off with some anti-inflammatory medicine orally, backing off activities, getting some soft support in the shoes, maybe tape those feet, and talk seriously about orthotics and use physical therapy. When that's done and it's still not effective, we might bring in the possibility of cortisone injections. Jeff says, my daughter's 14 years old. She's an ice dancer. Are orthotics helpful? You know, Jeff, I'm just, as we speak, I have casted two 14-year-olds who are national-level ice dancers for orthotics. Those who listen to The Sports Doctor know. Matter of fact, I am celebrating this month the 10th anniversary when my young Evan Lysacek, who grew up in Naperville, Illinois, was 10 years old when we put orthotics in his skates. And 13 years later, he was the Olympic gold medalist. I can't believe that it's been 10 years. So orthotics, when done properly, are very helpful in optimum balance, stability. And this is the job of the orthotic. Put the joints of the foot and ankle in its best alignment. Custom skates don't do that. They're about custom fit. They can be helpful with alignment, but they ain't orthotics. So absolutely. And by the way, 14-year-old, your daughter probably will not outgrow these. So many times I have a girl who's 25 years old. We put her in orthotics at 14. I had two medalists at the United States Nationals this year. Jessica Cadalang was the silver medalist in pairs in orthotics for years. Daniel O'Shea, bronze medalist in pairs in orthotics over 10 years. So we pay very, very big attention, even though most of the time, Jeff, we're using orthotics and skates because something hurts. Most of the time, my daughter's heels hurt. Very commonly in girls, their knees hurt. Sometimes back problems, foot and ankle discomfort because you're locking the foot like in a boot, skate boot. And most of the time, that's why we're doing it, something hurts. What we found over the decades was that the same orthotics that we were using to calm down the arch pain and the heel pain and the knee problems were remarkably helpful in all areas, balance, stability, edging, speed, power. That's become very, very exciting as we've watched decades of me getting excited, you know, on the Sports Doc. I'm always looking for my next gold medalist. By the way, Jessica and her partner Brian did win the gold medal at the Grand Prix in Warsaw a couple of months ago. Quickie question by Tim here. One sport or many for the kids? Many. We recommend many. Always recommend many. Use different parts of the body, experience different sports. However, one of the popular chapters in my book, hashtag Sports Parents, is the prodigy sports. I'm talking about it now. Figure skating. I don't want to play any other sport. I skate 5 days a week. Gymnastics, ballet, even soccer and tennis, where we see specializations very early. So we want to pay attention to these kids also. We want to recommend different sports. But if the kid loves figure skating, this is what they want to do, then absolutely we want to encourage it, and we want to get them under the supervision of a good personal trainer or physical therapist who can help strengthening and to try to stay out of these repetitive motion injuries. But as a rule, we want young, growing kids play different sports. The gold medal World Cup women's soccer team that won the World Cup last year, 80% of these gals played other sports, even soccer. So that surprised me. I was really surprised because I see 12, 13-year-old kids playing travel team soccer. This is what they're doing. I see tennis players at that age. They're not playing other sports. So again, we want to get these kids under the supervision of a good physical sports therapist in order to be able to work the opposites, like my famous sports therapist, Bob Guider, would say, strengthen the brakes, work the opposites when we're talking about, you know, I'm swinging a tennis racket 1,000 times a week. What about strengthening the muscles in the back, the upper shoulder, to slow you down, control those movements? This is one of the reasons that Bob always loved surgical tubing and rubber bands, which required all sorts of stability. We use a lot of them. It's my number one recommendation for feet and ankles. Again, we ran out of time. Everybody, hey, thanks to Scott and Jeremy. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you next week. It's snowing in Chicago. It's a Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody.